This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Always good. Hey, Andy, Jeff, great to be with you guys. Exciting time of year for a lot of reasons, and I tell you, it never gets old, man. I'm so grateful to have a chance to still be in the game and covering one of the best best events on the sporting calendar, and we went from 68 to 16, and now we get started with the 16 to 4 March over the next 4 days, so I'm really looking forward to the matchups.
Clark, the tournament is always absolutely nuts. It's always topsy-turvy, except this year. Number one, every number two made it to the Sweet 16.
Well, you kind of felt like that would probably be the case, Jeff, after we had all of the craziness of last year. I mean, our aggregate seed numbers in the Final Four last year, when you add up the seeds of the four teams, was 23. We had 2 5s, a 4, and I think a 9. And so 3 of those teams have never been to the Final Four, San Diego State, Miami, and who am I leaving out? Florida Atlantic. So you felt like this year would probably revert back to a little more normalcy, and that's been the case. And so we'll look forward. But again, to your point, this tournament always delivers. It never disappoints. There's always something for everybody, and that's part of what the secret sauce is in this event. You know, you have years where you have a bunch of surprises. You have other years where it's pretty much chalky. And I think we're going to probably end up, at least as I look at it, with a fairly chalky Final Four, but intriguing matchups and great storylines with those teams that ultimately get to Phoenix.
All right. Can I get a Clark Kellogg state of the game? Where are we going with the game in general as far as NIL and transfer portal and I think in some ways, you know, knowing the way the NBA draft is and some of those things, it might actually make the game a little bit better with NIL, with maybe getting some teams to get guys to stay a little bit longer than they would. What do you think?
No doubt about it. I mean, it's a two-sided coin, and I'm certainly not going to disparage NIL. It's a little wild and unwieldy right now because there just aren't the guardrails you'd like to see around it. But in theory and in practice, it's right. Kids should not be penalized for earning college scholarships through their athletic ability. And that's what a lack of NIL basically did. If you earned a scholarship, then you couldn't capitalize on your name, image, and likeness. The transfer portal, kids transfer from schools all the time with no penalty. Whether or not you should have multiple transfers as a scholarship athlete, I'm not landing there, but certainly one time is reasonable and fair without penalty of sitting out. So those things off the court are clearly impacting what happens on the court. And to your point, it has created an opportunity for kids who maybe were marginal draft selections. Had they left, feel like they can actually benefit from staying in college, not only in terms of their degree and continuing to improve as players, but financially. There's an opportunity now if you were going to take a risk by jumping out there because you felt like you had to financially and maybe not get drafted, maybe not land where you wanted to. Now you can actually have, as my late dad used to say, 2 birds in your hand are better than one in the bush. And so you can actually do that with NIL. And it has helped the game. I think the game on the court, guys, is pretty good. It's officiated well. It's not perfect, but scoring, I think, has ticked up a little bit over the last several years. I think the entertainment value of the game is good. Older teams, certainly through NIL, the transfer portal, and also the additional COVID year of eligibility, which is still on the books, I think, for another season next year, has added to teams being older and better. And, you know, sometimes kids that maybe are under-recruited and end up at a non-power conference school through 2, 3, 4 years of development end up being prominent players at a Power Five school. I mean, you can look at a kid like Mark Sears at Alabama as a case in point. Tremendous career at OU. Is from that area, elected to go back, and has had an All-America year. So I think the game on the court is good. I really do. We got to get the other stuff off the court, corralled, more transparent, and the like. That's a conversation for another time. But I think the game on the court is pretty good.
Clark Kellogg joining us, and you can see Clark's work on the CBS studio shows all during the tournament, does a tremendous job. You just talked about the COVID year. And as soon as John Calipari was knocked out of the tournament, and John said, you know, I've coached the young guys. I've had success with the young guys. And he said, maybe I need to rethink this because my 19-year-olds are playing 23, 24-year-old guys. Is that going to go back, Clark, when that COVID year disappears and maybe what Calipari has done successfully comes back in vogue more so than it is right now?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I think it will revert to some type of new normalcy. Clearly, the COVID year threw all of our worlds and lives upside down in a multitude of ways. From a college athletic standpoint, basketball specifically, clearly it's impacted the age of teams. As a matter of fact, I haven't done it, but I imagine most of the teams in the field when we started with 68, you probably couldn't find more than a handful of teams that didn't have a graduate transfer on the roster playing a prominent role. And some of that is due to COVID. So I think there will be some reversion back to something, but I don't think it goes back to being able to stockpile your team with one and dones because the transfer portal is still going to be a fueler of roster creation, because that's just without the penalty of sitting out a year, you're going to continue to see that be an element. But I do think it'll find a different level going forward.
Hey, Clark, we have the Women's Final Four here this year.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited for the city.
Yeah,
that should be a great event. Yeah.
What do you think it means for us to have that here?
Oh, my. I mean, it raises cachet. It obviously gives you a spotlight that's unique this time of year. Anytime you can host a major event, and particularly in the world of sports, because sports is a galvanizer. It's a connector. It's like music. It's a universal language that really helps dispel some of the things we get hosed up about in our differences. Sports is a real connector. And when you can have an event with the way the women's game has continued to explode and grow and the outstanding players that are populating the women's game across the country, I think all of that is just an injection of not only economic impact, but exposure and raising the profile of a city. So I can't really quantify it. I know there's some that can in terms of economic impact when you talk about hotel rooms and people visiting the city and what they're going to spend at restaurants. That's significant. And then the qualitative component, great experiences for the folks that follow sports there in Cleveland, throughout the region, throughout Ohio, and folks that are going to come from other states and all over the country. So it's a huge, huge deal. You know, we lived in Indianapolis for a while, and being able to see what sporting events meant to the growth and reputation of the city during the time we were living there and beyond. It's significant. It's huge. It's big. And it's I'm excited for the city.
With that in mind, Clark, does it surprise you that the way the women's game has kind of caught fire now? Last year with LSU and with Iowa, I mean, that was a match made in heaven. Terrific interest. Why they're in the same bracket now, I don't know, but
Yeah, it happens that way sometimes. Yeah, but no, you know, it's been percolating for a while. And sometimes it just takes a minute for folks to catch up with what's going on between the lines. You have the personalities, you know, Caitlin Clark is much watched TV, and there's so many other stars, Juju Watson and Angel Reese, and that South Carolina team led by Dawn Staley and her brilliance as a coach and impactor and influencer of young women. I mean, there's just so many components, and, you know, you tend to catch lightning in a bottle. There are different igniters for growth and popularity in sports or business or culture, and this has been a convergence of that for women's basketball, which is long overdue, in my opinion, and extremely well-deserved. I think the ride of popularity and the impact on younger girls that are watching and following now is going to have a huge, long-lasting impact on the popularity and even the empowerment of young girls and women going forward, which is a great thing.
Clark Kellogg joining us, and Clark does a phenomenal job on all the CBS studio shows. And I give you a ton of credit because you get dropped into a team that works together like crazy. You know, the NBA guys with Ernie Johnson and Kenny Smith and Charles Barkley, they've done their thing forever, Clark. And then you get to the NCAA tournament, and Clark Kellogg gets dropped into the middle of that. That's not easy. How do you do it, and how do they help you?
Well, you know, one, they're terrific guys, all of them. They're excellent at what they do. We have a mutual respect for one another, appreciation for each other, and we enjoy each other. That's first and foremost. And then I think there's just a tremendous spirit of collaboration throughout Turner Sports, Warner Brothers Discovery now, but Turner Sports and CBS, and it starts from the tone at the top with our leadership and then throughout our organizations. And then the other thing for me, guys, my late mom gave me a plaque not long after I got married. And it talked about being, not just having the right partner, but being the right partner. So that's a two-way street in marriage if it's going to last and if it's going to edify and uplift both parties. And so that's how I view it. I view it as a partnership. I have a role. And for me, it's important to be the best partner that I can be for my colleagues, for the guys from Turner, for everybody that's part of our production team, those you see and those you don't. That's what I can control. That's what honors God in how I go about my work. And that's what I'm called to be and do in everything. So that to me is the driving force. Be a good partner. Be grateful for what we have an opportunity to do and who we get to do it with. And never take it for granted.
All right, Clark, I've always wanted to ask you this, and I've never had a chance to, so now I'm going to do it. I read the News Herald here every day, You know, the best basketball player in their readership area is the Clark Kellogg Award. And I'm just curious how that makes you, because awesome. Like every day I open up that paper, I go to read it online, I'm like, Clark Kellogg Award winner or Clark Kellogg nominee. How does that make you feel knowing that the newspaper from, you know, that covered you in high school named the outstanding boys basketball player of the year after you?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My first reaction is just overwhelming gratitude. I have such great memories of my time in high school, and to have an award named after me for what I was able to do as a high school athlete in Cleveland, Northeastern Ohio, and to have people feel about me that way, to have an award named after me is you know, quite an honor, extremely gratifying. And it just overwhelms me with gratitude and thanksgiving. And, I think about all the people that are part of my life and impacted me in a positive way, starting with my folks and extended family and siblings, and then coaches and teammates and others, teachers that have poured into me so that hopefully I can pay it forward in different ways to help other people be their best. But, no, it's an unbelievable honor and one that I'm proud of and grateful for.
Well, it makes me think about you every day, just so you know that, my friend.
Well, as you think about me, pray for me that I'll be all that God would have me to be.
You got it.
Every place that he has me.
All right.
Clark, we can't thank you enough for taking the time during a very, very, very busy time of the year for you to be with us. Thanks, buddy.
No, oh, pleasure. Always great to visit with you guys. Just keep up the great work, too.
Clark, you're the greatest. We love watching you. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Talk to you.
Clark Kellogg, CBS Sports. You can watch him on the tournament. He is phenomenal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.